So it's really about this fear of rejection, this fear of being attacked.
Yeah, their deepest fear is like I'm not enough. Like, I'm not good enough. Like, I'm just not enough. And so then whenever they sense rejection, that is like everything starts on fire. And the only thing, you know, like when you're trying to communicate with them in the midst of their brain being on fire and they just have the surge of adrenaline and cortisol, I just like to explain to people, it's as if you were in a room on fire and you're trying to get out and it's really getting warm because it's getting closer to you. And again, the smoke is filling your lungs and your eyes and it's just terrible. And then somebody comes alongside you and says, hey, will you meditate with me for a second? Like, you wouldn't be able to. Like, you're just like, what? I got to get out of here. Yeah. And that's how they feel. So they don't actually hear you saying, this is how you hurt me. They're more consumed about the rejection feeling and getting away from you.